Visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, another good win for your program on Friday night over Silver Lake. That game was 21-21. Heading into the fourth quarter, you score a pair of touchdowns in that fourth quarter to seal the win. You know, just talk about that win for your football team. It's another impressive win on your guys' resume.
Yeah, you know, we talked about a few weeks ago how difficult our district is, and certainly Silver Lake's, you know, another one of those teams that's a quality opponent, and our kids did a really good job, and we were able to come out and win a game against a team that we haven't beat for quite a while. So it was an enjoyable night for us and our community overall.
You know, what did it mean for you guys to be in that football game throughout? You know, it's scoreless through one, tied at 14 at half, tied at 21, and then just that fourth quarter. Yeah, that's pretty big for you guys, and especially a quarter you want to be ahead in that possession of a football game.
Well, you know, our kids are getting a little bit battle-tested in that regard. The last three games have been very closely contested games, and our kids have done a nice job in the second half and the fourth quarter finding ways to come out on top. And so I feel like, you know, these experiences are teaching them to not get rattled, to just trust what we ask them to do and how we ask them to do it. And they're doing a good job of coming out and doing that. And we like to say we want to start strong and finish stronger, and we've been able to do that the last few weeks for sure.
I know it was senior night for you guys as well, but for your seniors to play their final regular season home game and be able to pick up a marquee win like that, what does it mean for that senior class to pick up that monumental win?
Well, I think it's a game that they're going to certainly remember for a long time. You know, a great memory, and of course, had a great crowd. And like we said, playing Silver Lake, a team and a program that everybody knows has, you know, been one of the most consistent at our level in the state of Kansas, you know, over a very long time period, and a team that we hadn't beaten for over 30 years. And so to come out on senior night and be able to get that victory for our seniors, something they can remember forever.
For you guys this week, you wrap up the regular season at Riley County, and this is another big one for you guys, and looking to win that district title outright and go into the postseason with a lot more momentum.
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate enough we did secure the district outright, beating Silver Lake the other night, but still, it's an important game. You know, they've changed the postseason setup for 2A, and it's now a seeded situation. And so if we can go take care of business against Riley County, who is another, you know, very good football team, we'll put ourselves in position to potentially be a one seed there on the east side, which would be huge for our program and would set us up to be able to host all the way through the playoffs. So we know that, you know, it's like every week we talk about enjoying the fact that, you know, have some success on Friday, but we have a 1-0 mentality, and we know that it's back to work and got to get ready for a very solid Riley County team this coming Friday.
Visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as we talk about Riley County, they've lost their last two games, 28-6 to Silver Lake 2 weeks ago and lost to Heston 28-0. But they've been battle-tested. Coach, they were 4-1 at one point this season, and then Council Grove got them by 21. They beat St. Mary's by one, and then just this little slide against two really good teams, Silver Lake and Heston, who's undefeated in 3A right now.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt that Riley County is another quality team. You know, I know Council Grove pulled away from them in the fourth quarter, but I believe that was I think Riley County was up 13-12 going into the fourth quarter. So, you know, it was, as you said, a closely contested game. And then, you know, they beat St. Mary's, who's an outstanding team. And so, you know, they're going to be very formidable. I've heard there's a chance that their starting quarterback, who was injured early in the season, may be back for this game. And so he's, from what I understand, a pretty dynamic playmaker. And so we have to be ready for that too. But we know that it's certainly a game we've got to be well prepared for and got to deal with an hour and 45-minute bus ride and and all those things as well.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday at Riley County, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
That is Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.